Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love & Hip Hop New York, Season 9, Episode 11. Why you tripping? Why you tripping, Alexis? Why you tripping, Solo Lucci? Stay tuned for all that and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the show, you guys. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I got my panel with me. What's up?
Hola, it's your girl Robin with the V here.
Hello, everyone. It's Thalman Days with Daniel.
I love how she just brings her calm energy to the... Because they need that on Love & Hip Hop New York. They out of control. Preach. Even when they're planning the trip, it's still some drama somewhere. We're going to get all into it. Overall thoughts of the episode. What do you think about this season? Episode 11.
I always think that whoever is coming up with the name of the episodes, they definitely deserve a little bump in their pay because it's very, very necessary. Because I think there was a lot of tripping.
Who you think was tripping? Because I know Solo Lucci tripping.
Solo Lucci is definitely tripping. And then especially what got him the most mad at the end, I think that made no sense. Like, you too good to apologize? Like, everything you guys do is on social media. So why wouldn't you apologize if you aren't the father?
Petty. What about you, Danny?
You know, I thought it was a very, like, loaded episode. But I really liked it because I just loved seeing Papoose just be, like, a grown man.
And he's like that every episode.
I know, but he's not in every episode. We don't really get to see a lot of him, at least in my opinion. So to see him just kind of, like, injected into that squad of males who just sometimes, in my opinion, aren't always, like, very much in need of guidance. It was good to see that. That was really a highlight for me.
I like how they disbanded the creep squad, and now they made the whole, like, real man squad. Let's get married squad. That's
we
what I like.
At the altar.
Okay, I need it.
I need my ring, y'all.
Go ahead and
hit her up in the comments.
For real.
For real.
Have her ring.
Valentine's Day a couple days away.
But please believe there is a screening process.
Hello, right? Okay. We're not just taking anything. We got options.
But like Thummy was saying, we don't get to see Papoose often, but I do know that every time I see him and Remy Ma, that it is of a different caliber when it comes to everybody else's relationship, and that's a relationship that a lot of people look up to, and they take what they say very seriously because they're like, y'all did it. You guys had a lot of trials and tribulations, and look where you are now. Hashtag black love.
Right. I just love to see how happy they are, and also who's happy, because Kimbella is like on cloud 9. She got her ring, honey.
So happy she even got a case of amnesia.
That he did all this stuff?
No, just how she was before she got engaged. Like, I'm so happy. I'm not worried about that. We could be adults and all that. And it's just like, did you see how hard you were going last episode? Did you hear yourself? Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just
girl.
Weird.
I don't know. It could take you to another level, though. Like, you're married. Did you feel like that when you got...
I was on cloud now. But I was so happy that I made myself sick. Like, I couldn't even turn up that night because I was
How happy were you?
I don't know. I was lit. I was drinking. I was having edibles. It was like, it was just so much going on.
So really, I do see your point. But I also feel like Kimbella, it's just really like, if you're so happy, focus on your happiness. I just really hate to see like the negativity, especially like Yandy said, when it comes to her children, and Infinity is her child at this point. So,
It wasn't any real drama at the baby shower. They looked cute. They looked cute
like the
with the theme, 50th theme.
Wait, was Kimbella there?
No.
Oh.
What do you think about
that's
Juju?
Why
was
not... drama. That's why.
I was like, wait, now
what
I think
you
about
guys
it.
Think of like Juju not telling her that Kimbella was going to be there. How would you have felt if
I
it
think
was
that
you?
Was one sided.
Yeah, we're going to get into that a little later. But, yeah, she's definitely wrong for that. So, basically,
how excited are we for the golden child? Like,
yes.
I just noticed it's going to be such an easy pregnancy. He's probably just going to slide out, I'm sure.
I mean, it always slides out.
Because she's already snapped back. Like, how old is the baby? Do we know?
It's a few months. It's a few months. But I downloaded that song this morning.
Oh.
It's such a cute song. Yeah. The beat is made out of the heartbeat. And then the chick that he has singing, she has a really nice voice, too. And just going through their story of how the miscarriage at first and just feeling less than and subpar, less of a woman, and just the triumph behind it. It's so beautiful.
And having it, you know, the courage to keep trying, because sometimes you can get defeated in that.
Right.
You
know? I think a lot of people don't realize that, like, as women, we go through a lot, not just physically, but mentally.
Yeah. And I think that miscarriages are a lot more common than people assume. So that's also true.
Yeah. So it was great to see that camaraderie come togetherness for the baby shower. And then the video shoot that Papoose did with all the guys, like, bringing their families. Like, I'm like, what is going on here? We're doing a whole complete turnaround on Love & Hip Hop. It usually is, like, some mess. But now we're seeing some positivity.
So Lil Mama was born December 14th.
Okay.
So she's... Baby. Yeah.
I think to your point, V, I think that it's also like TV very much like mirrors real life. And I think that...
You think everybody's full of drama?
No, I think that in real life, people are gravitating towards what's real. You know, in real life, people are very much like coming to a place where they do want something realer. And I think in the African-American community and also like outside of it. So I feel like when we see that being reflected in like our TV shows and some of the shows that are coming up, and then, of course, you see it, you know, morphing into like Love & Hip Hop as well. So it's refreshing, actually.
Very refreshing, because we got Mano feeling like he want to take it to another level. Juelz is ready to propose. Well, he's already proposed, but he's ready to go for it.
Yeah. People are saying Mano really want to take it to another level. I mean, I'm not really convinced on that one. But
well, he don't want her to go
pressure.
Nowhere. You know how that is.
Right.
Your man
he's
don't
feeling
want to go
the
nowhere.
Pressure with just the group around him.
I can't believe he wasn't like willing to support her. I don't know if I would like look back from that. That's really weird.
You know what? Who doesn't have that problem is Remy and Papoose. It's like, you know, it's kind of crazy because she's more of the star than he is. And most guys get insecure about stuff like that. And so the fact that he's able to hold her down, I think that's amazing. And it's hard to see somebody like Mano not want to help his chick out. Like, I would be mad, too.
Hearing his side, right? This is our first time we heard his side, right? He's like, you know, I'm looking at her like, you're a singer. Like, you don't rap, you're a singer. So why you want to rap
but
on
what
this
about
song?
What Ja Rule like, did? He I did the like, singing with Ashanti
no
on the
No compromise
hook.
Whatsoever. Or like, let me see what you can do with it. Nothing. Just like, nah, I'm going to try and put Alexis on it. And then did you notice everyone's reaction when he said Alexis? They were like...
No, it wasn't even that. It was the name of the song. They was like, oh, it's called My Be Better? Oh, bro.
On top of that.
Come on now. You like, can't do this.
Come on. And to me, like, it's just like so problematic. Because, you know, we talked about Mano before. And I already had my doubts about the pushiness, so it's just like, so now
that's
you want to be pushy about being my therapist, but now you don't want to be pushy about being my manager. Pick a side and stay there.
He wants to keep her right there. You got a business. You're doing your hair, sell your hair.
You're supporting us.
He's like,
so what I thought was funny, they like, oh, he's gonna catch the bouquet, but we know that guys are supposed to catch the garter at the wedding,
and they run from those these days. they don't be like,
well, they look like they trying to catch something. I don't know, or they try to act like they're trying to catch
the flu. They don't know what they want.
Do we feel like Juelz proposed only because he's going in?
Oh my God, I knew you were gonna
ask.
I know it seems
like that would be the case to the general public or people on the outside looking in, but he literally has been with this woman forever. Like,
so what prompted the question? Because I felt like it would have just kept going another 10 years.
It could have, but I think when your peers... are growing up and you have something to look up to around you, it kind of makes you see things in a different light, and it makes you reflect on where you are and where you want to be versus where you see your friends, your successful friends are and their unit, you know. So I think it was just a call for him wanting better in his life and his life with Kimbella and his family. That's how I see it.
Okay.
I think we go through spells. Like, if you think about it, I want to say maybe like 5 or 10 years ago, nobody was trying to get married. Like, nobody. And then there was a wave. Everybody's getting married. Everyone's proposing. Everybody's getting proposed at their baby showers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you see this wave of...
I think it was the whole wedding special craze, because I feel like everybody was like, oh, we can get a wedding special. And they'll pay for our wedding for, you know, like, and we get a free honeymoon. Like, I think that's what it was.
Man, but that is so shallow. I hate to think that people are that shallow.
These people are getting engaged just to be on TV. Look at Safari and Erica Mena. I got a picture of Safari. I don't know. I was shooting my shot with him. But he might really be in love. I don't know.
Well, speaking of Safari, we know now, he didn't take the deal. The D deal.
The deal.
It was supposed to be released in like 2 days on Valentine's Day.
I'm glad he decided to preserve the
sex. Because I researched it. I do my homework.
I'm glad he decided to preserve the sex.
I'm sure that's why. You drink your tea.
What man or woman wants somebody that has their vajayjay out on the market?
I mean, you know, we have it worse. Yeah. It's harder for us. Like, we couldn't just have our vajayjay on a platter. Like, they wouldn't let that slide. They'll let the dudes have their sausage out, but let it be the inner works of our rosebud. Okay?
You know, it's a double standard, and that's exactly what Alexis Sky is having trouble with, because everybody's saying her baby daddy ain't who she's claiming it is, and Solo Lucci is even in on it. So do we really feel like Solo Lucci is genuinely thinking he's the baby daddy, or he's just tired of these comments? What do we think about what he's doing?
I think personally, the fact that he was like, hell no, you ain't getting a public apology. He's very, very concerned with his image on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And being that, I also do feel like he needs to stay relevant. I hate that phrase, clout chasing, because sometimes people say clout chasing, like, how? You ain't nobody. But people do want to stay on top of the relevancy wave. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's, I don't want to say opportunist, but I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he really wants to be a baby daddy.
And then when she was like, we weren't even having sex in, what was it, July? She was like, can you honestly say that your D was about to be like, I don't know, it was 1,000 times.
He didn't, like, we don't know how many months she was, because she had a premature pregnancy. So,
you know.
But then when she told him, because we know our dates, he's still like, well, I don't know.
It could be anybody's, really.
That's rude.
Yeah, that's really, and the analogy.
That's what I'm saying.
And the analogy like that he gave, if you know somebody's a thief.
I was like, right?
I was like, he's calling her a thought, basically.
I just thought it was really disrespectful, like, especially when you're sitting here trying to beg up and down to say the
come to a resolution.
Father of my child.
That was real rude.
Please stop.
But I think guys are like that. If you're not with the guy that you're having a baby with, or it could be possibly other fathers, they're going to always be like, oh, she's a thought. She's a, you know.
It's their reputation, though, because, like, you know, no, nobody wants to look like a sucker in front of their boys, because they'll never let them live it down, right?
What is a sucker? No, I actually don't agree with that at all, because I think that there are a lot of guys who, whether they're with their woman or not, they understand, like, kids don't do what you say. They do what you do.
No, I'm saying as far as if you don't know, if it's a possibility between me and another man, that they're going to automatically be like, well, girl, you know, this probably ain't my baby, and just talk to you really down because it's, you know, not guaranteed that you're the father. Because they're like, well, how many men are you sleeping with? You know what I mean?
No one wants to commit to an uncertain situation.
He's literally begging to be the dad. And then, like, literally begging.
Does he have child support money?
He's literally begging.
I don't think so, because Nikki baby said he didn't.
Yeah.
Take your butt back to L.A. with that.
I don't know. I just feel like I agree with you guys. He's just, like, doing something that's just way
clout
too much.
Chasing.
No, not necessarily. I just feel like he's really disrespectful in the way that they talk, in the way that they talk to each other. Like, you know, she's not out of it either. She can talk some crazy too. So I feel like on both ends they can, like, change that. But outside of that, that's how they've been talking to each other.
I think she was trying. She sounded really like, Lucci, are you going to take the test or not?
She always seemed even-pilled for some reason. But yeah. I have a question. And I'm not trying to be messy. I'm not. I'm really, really not.
Whenever
no,
somebody,
real.
Like, prefaces it with that, it's just like,
they're messy. No, but I cannot help but think of, like, the whole Masika versus Alexis thing.
Masika, sorry. Not Masika.
Masika.
We apologize.
I'm thinking about the Zika virus. I'm sorry. Masika versus Alexis. You know, the whole back and forth beef. And then she's like, she tried to get pregnant because I had a baby and all this kind of stuff. And then the complications. And now no one's trying to claim the baby. Like, do you think any of that has any
karma?
Do you think at all
karma's a bitch?
Do you think that's all I want to ask you?
I can't say so because you know, from if we're going off the core of the story, which was somebody was the girlfriend and some, you know, all of that, I don't think it would relate in that sense. But mm-hmm. I do think that it's a lesson, it's a cautionary tale for everyone because we have watched this play out over years. Mm-hmm. We've seen the beginning and now we're seeing, you know, what's coming to the middle, the end, whatever it is. But it's really dramatic. It's really mm-hmm. traumatic to kind of see how, like, just fighting over a guy that neither of you even want, neither of you even look to at this time, none of you even want, this is all that has come out of that.
Just a spiteful
just out of
thing.
Like a
yeah, like, I'm going to have a baby.
I'm like, a spiteful, what?
You know, you're, that's now 18 is, years, you're stuck.
I'm saying, you talked well, about
not even
how,
stuck, but you have
yeah,
a child
you talked
to
about
take
the,
care of.
You know, just talked about, like, the things that she's going through. She talks about that, her baby's premature, like, the shooting, just so many different things that have transpired from this situation. Also, positive things, too, like, baby Curry is great, have her own business, but at the same time, we can really learn from this situation.
Yeah, I definitely believe it's karma because, like you said, look at everything that she has to deal with. And, you know, it's just sad that she did it out of spite because it's like she's leaving the baby with the grandma every chance she gets. Like, and she's claiming that she's getting
to
the money.
She has to make the money. And it's crazy because this is a different era where everyone's social media status pays their bills, right? So they're like, this is how I make my money. That's not the only way to make money, but when you're so used to the money coming the way it comes, mm-hmm. it's almost like you selling yourself, like the
she
stripper life.
She used to be a stripper.
The stripper life. That money is good. That money is quick. You know what I'm saying? So when you get out the game, ain't nobody trying to go to no 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm. I think that, like, the healing that Alexis is looking for is within herself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, very much within her baby. Like, just to kind of, like, sit down, spend time, hold your baby. Like, literally just sit there and spend some real time and kind of, like, come back to yourself. And, you know, because everything, we hear her talk about it a lot, so sometimes we get desensitized to it, like, oh my gosh, again. But it's like, no, people go through things, and it's really traumatic, you know? And she clearly has some PTSD.
Yeah. Very well said, Thelmy. I'm just curious if she's still with Rob Kardashian currently.
Doubt it.
Oh, she
I doubt
said
it.
She loves
She loves him?
When did she say that? Back in December?
she said she loves
when she was fighting Black China. You always fighting somebody over their man, and it's too much.
He's not Black China.
I mean,
it is
her
the
baby
father
daddy.
Of her child.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we're just glad Alexis didn't get invited to Costa Rica, so the ladies and gentlemen decide to go on a trip. And
gentleman.
I don't know how the girls' trip turned into everybody bring your boyfriend trip, but mm-hmm. I would take my man, too, because it looked kind of sexy there. I want to go. It looked nice.
See, that's a hard one for me.
I'm taking my man. If he coming.
If whoever is the organizer of the trip, I will, you know, be like, hey. First, I'm going to ask my man if he want to come. And if he want to come, then I'll fight for him to come. And I'll ask the organizer of the trip, like, do you mind? Like, I'll make sure he doesn't get in the way, you know, when we're not doing our thing and just have my own time. But I do feel some type of way about you just inviting willy-nilly people to the trip. Like, I don't like that.
What's
every time I get invited
name?
Somewhere, period, I'll be like, who all coming? I need to know. Because if you were the type of person that just, like, peekaboos and pop-ups and surprises, like, that messes with my energy.
Yeah.
And I need to be prepared for where I'm going to. And that's why I was saying she told Kimbella that Yandy was coming but didn't tell Yandy that Kimbella was coming. Maybe she forgot.
It's a
maybe,
setup.
She did not forget. She just knew what kind of person. Like, listen, I'm like that. I'm so much like Yandy. It's like, you know, y'all even know. Y'all know, we can probably, like, guess exactly how I feel about a situation before you even ask me. Because just she just knows where Yandy stands on the situation. And I feel like she knew that Yandy would not come mm-hmm. if she told her that Kimbella was coming. Because very much like you're saying, I feel the same way. I'm going to protect my energy. Love you. Want to turn up with you. But I'll miss your birthday dinner and get you dinner the next day and, like, we'll hang out.
Why did
then be at something dramatic.
Why did she think Kim Bella wouldn't come, though. She knows that Juju and her are friends. She should have asked, too, now.
But see, I'm also the type of person that's going to say, who else coming? Mm-hmm. Like, you invite me anywhere. Oh, my gosh, that sounds so cool. Who coming? Who else you invite?
Right.
Because I am not going to put that on you.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, why didn't I ask? Why didn't I ask? Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day. So mm-hmm. I also feel that when Yandy asked Juju, like, why didn't you tell me? She still didn't. There wasn't an apology, and there wasn't really an explanation. She was just like, well, I invited Kim Bella because she's been going through a lot of things. Like, that does not answer the question. Like, yeah, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, she definitely and she skated knew out what was of that. Going
she
on.
But she knew what was going on, though. Like, and Kim Bella, you're out here, like, dogging one of your longest and closest friends. I mean, granted, I can't speak on that because we don't know if y'all are really done being friends, whatever. But you have all these new people as your bridesmaids.
I was like, how did this happen?
You don't even know. Like, did you guys just meet this season?
I think so. You talking about Sin?
Not talking, I don't know who. I'm just saying.
You know who. You know who.
I don't understand how you just asked anybody to be Olivia and Chrissy.
Well, see, another thing is, I don't know. I'm trying to play devil's advocate. When Juju told Kim Bella about Yandy, what was the first thing that came? But like, I am on cloud nine. I am not worried about that. You know, and every time we saw them get together, who was it? Who was the aggressor? It was always Kim Bella, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Every time they tried to talk, it was do it, all that, you know.
She's mm-hmm.
So
she's
maybe
her.
Juju was like, okay, well, as long as Kim Bella's good, then there's a chance. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But she still should have told Yandy.
Point blank,
because nobody wants to be stuck on an island. Even though the way it was looking is so beautiful, I would have had fun.
I feel like this place is big enough for all of us. Yeah. I'm going to be over here on this side of the island.
Drinking my margaritas or whatever that fruity drink
but
was.
But think about it, though. When you're hit with that kind of... I think this is the thing. Like, when you're hit with that kind of, like, news, you didn't know
Maggie.
About it. And you hear the gravity of which somebody has been dragging you and your family.
Yeah. For filth, honey.
Costa Rica is just about too big enough for any of us at this point.
Oh, like, you going in the ocean, boo. It's over for you.
It's not that, but it's just like, so I feel like...
That's a
you
key
need to
component.
Juju, you want to have a good time, you need to be very clear with grown women and about what's going on. Especially when it's like family, because, you know, they fight different.
Yeah, it looked like at the end of the show, Yandy was going to swing on. Yeah,
I really hope not.
I don't think she will, but it looked like she was
But don't mess with a mama bear and her cubs. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't.
Well, Sin
is definitely going to have fun on the trip. That room was amazing. Her man is there.
I know.
And they got so many different areas to explore.
I'm so in love with them being back in love.
I know.
I died laughing. She was like, I forgot to shave my legs. He was like, you didn't shave your legs? I was like... Yep, that was...
You going through that?
Yeah, that felt like that. Sorry, that's TMI. January. It was a something, no shave January or something. That's what I went through. I know we're in February, but I'll be all right.
I definitely thought that was cute. Well, what I really liked about it is that they, you know how he was like pressing the whole therapy thing, like go get some help. I'm glad that they went to go...
Still tried to play it off like it wasn't therapy when she was telling who was she talking to. She was like, it wasn't like therapy or anything. And I'm like, girl, it was doctor.
It was definitely therapy.
It was, first of all, it was like psych. I'm just kidding. It was like straight
psychotherapy. But it worked.
So my point was that I'm really glad that she didn't only take that advice, but they went together, right? Because it was like the little like magic conversation that they had. They had like a little referee who could kind of like be, you know, neutral and help them through. So it was really good. And I loved hearing like, this is the person I fell in love with. I don't know. What were the words?
This is the person I fell in love with. This is the sin I've been looking for.
How do we get out of that, though? Like, I know we all go through moods, but it's just like, how much do we change on people?
I think it's easy when you have a kid, probably. And that's something I don't think either any of us have experienced, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, yeah.
But
you just never know.
Yeah.
Your body's changing. Your mind is changing.
But think about in real life, though. Sometimes I notice with myself, it's just like if I've been in a bad mood or if something like I said came off like a really wrong way, just think about how moody you can be. You know what I mean? And then like multiply that times two with somebody you're living with. Mm-hmm. And then you have a child that's like, oh my God, like, you're too much.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely am going to need a female woman cave, and he's going to have to have a man cave, and we're going to be in there. Don't knock on the door if I'm in there, type of thing.
She shed. You need a she shed.
Yeah, that's what I need, honey. Well, let's get into our special segment. We got a little tweet. We're going to get into everybody who's tweeting about the show. And do y'all have any tweets today?
I've got my Instas.
Oh, so.
My body yaddy yaddies.
I don't even have a Twitter.
Fully loaded news and gossip section for you guys today.
Living in 2001.
All right, so we got the first tweet pulled up. We all know that Jewel's proposed because he is going to jail. Why else would he propose? He didn't propose all these years. And that's from Lumpia Lady. And what do you guys think?
Okay, Lumpia,
I get it. So you're just going to bring it back around. We spoke our mind on
you
this.
You don't know people's heart. You don't know they hurt. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know why they decided what they decided.
Y'all.
I was just about to say conjugal
visit. That's it.
Because let me tell you something. But I'm glad how she's taking it.
He gonna make an honest woman out of her. Okay, here's a little clip from Love & Hip Hop. The official Twitter page, when Yandy finds out that Kimbella has been saying that her adoption is just a way to get more clout, she's about had it. And she went off. Her and Maggie look like twins on this clip right here, if you're listening on iTunes.
I know, she's like a little twin, oh, we can't.
Yeah, we can't really hear, but we all saw and watched the show, and she was done. She was like, I'm about to get on a flight. Juju was trying to talk her out of it, but at this point, I would be ready to leave, too.
It's hard, though, to leave a beautiful place. Like, why can't you just get a suite somewhere else and just have your alone time and enjoy solitude and just reconnect with yourself? Like, you're already there.
You already came all the way here.
Yeah.
So, Michelle Lewis tweeted, Jewels can barely talk with them teeth.
The teethuses.
With four smiley faces. She's over here clowning Jewels.
I really thought he was sounding better this episode. I didn't hear the as much. I think they're like maybe he got him shaved down a little bit.
I don't know, but maybe we could tell him about like the ESPN of TV talk that we are. Thank you guys so much for tuning in each and every week. We appreciate you, and we just want you to leave a comment, like, subscribe. We need your help to continue to grow here. We really appreciate being a part of this platform. It helps us as hosts, and so each and every week that you tune in, you guys become part of our family. So thank you so much. Yes, like, comment, subscribe right now. Thanks, guys. Anybody in the live chat?
Shout out to Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence. He's always here. What up?
What's bonafide.
One of our favorites to leave comments. So we're going to get right into our news and gossip. All right, so first clip up, Delmi, I think this is you.
Oh, no, it's definitely not me.
Yeah, this is the clip you said.
Oh, this is definitely me. So, essentially, guys, you know that little, like, cute little, like, what is love clip that, like, Will Smith put up? Yandy reposted it, and she talked about how she was so excited to know that love is great and people are celebrating love. And she definitely touched on the haters who were calling her fake, responding to them saying that people call fake the same thing they call when you're acting with love and positivity. So a lot of people have been trying to say that she was fake, but she says she's just moving in love and positivity. And I agree with you, girl. So thumbs up to Yandy.
All right. Ooh, I see a sexy photo.
Body yaddy. Shout out this week. I would just want to point out the amazing bodies in the building. So this is a Sin.
Dang, girl. I see why he gonna marry her.
For real. She gonna make an honest man out of him. yeah, snapback is amazing. And then we've got Maggie. She's just so beautiful. Yes. I love her. She's like milk chocolatey, chocolate goodness.
I need to put my thirst trap on her hair.
And then lastly, the last one is Safari.
Ooh, he got a thirst trap?
He does. It's somewhere.
Is he always rubbed down with coconut oil?
This is actually a mild one compared to what he normally does because normally he's showing the lower V area. But I wanted to bring him up because the news that he no longer is dropping the D on V-Day.
Oh, man.
That's all y'all gonna get right there.
I was thinking about getting one too, but
I just wanted to know someone that got one. I just wanted
you
to see it.
You were thinking of getting?
I didn't want to use it.
I was thinking about getting one, and why I actually not? Ran into you him gonna get this a weekend.
Did you ask him about it?
I did not, because I was just like, you know, I don't want it. Yeah, right. I don't know. He's
a married man that put his business on the internet. Like, it's just a question. That's your job. That's your job. You gotta get people what they want.
A photo of Safari. I caught him this weekend. Let's get that pulled up. So actually, you know, it was the Grammys and everybody was in town.
Of course.
And I just had a great time. And look, there on the red carpet, I run into Safari. He was looking and smelling good. And I was just telling him, like, you know, we talk about you each and every week. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you come to the studio. So yes. He said he'll come through.
For sure.
Nice. Tell him to definitely come through. We'd be excited to grow him on this relationship.
To reel the heck out of him, okay?
And I found this throwback. This was from a concert back a couple years ago. I ran into Jewels. I interviewed him for 93K Day. And
and that was pre-teeths.
And you could understand what he was saying?
Like, this was before the teeth issue.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I mean, don't just say Jewels. Like, you don't see I was going to say.
You know, like, when you meet somebody, you would never think that it would turn out like this.
Mm-hmm. Never thought.
Okay, so remember when Mano said that he didn't think Maggie could rap? Well, let's see about that. We got a little clip of her on Insta doing a Tatiana challenge. Here we go. Let her do her Bobby.
Y'all got on a fake watch.
Uh-oh.
She's talking her stuff.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's go. She ready. She ready.
I love her hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get it. Get it. Get it.
Yeah. Watch, hope you taking care of mama, cause you
don't hey. Okay.
Try to tell me that your bitch look hotter. I'm like,
oh, she said no.
Game you got a lot of. Period. First day, blood clot of man. I get by ya, his aura is quiet. I'm a singer, that nigga. You gon' think I'm in the quiet. Hey. Lane's expired. I'm dodging the niggas and yeah, I'm running like I'm running from a diet. Hey. I'm trying to be quiet. Ooh. But y'all talking that thought shit. I came with some bitches to pull the riot.
Hey.
Like,
I'm just saying, who broke
come with girls who cause a riot?
Hello.
I love it.
I don't think Mano thought she could do that.
But that's unfortunate.
Wait a minute.
She killed
Maggie.
It, right? Did she kill it or what?
She killed it.
Maggie.
She gonna show her man, put me on a track. I'm better
Yo,
than
and
that.
Yo, that was dope. That was better than the character voice rap thing the last week we had.
Mm-hmm.
That was hard. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And the thing is, and that's a lot of times how it is with people that you know in real life, you know, because it's so easy for people to put you in a box. It's like, oh, you're a singer, stick to singing.
Yeah.
You're a host, stick to hosting. You're this, just stick to that. But sometimes, like, once you show people and you just have to really believe in yourself, and that's why self-love is so important. You just gotta, like, believe in yourself, keep pushing, because no one is going to churn with you, you know, bet on you if you're not already winning.
Exactly. Money bag, money bag, money bag.
So we have a clip from next week. It's a sneak peek episode.
Sneak peek. Let's do
We're going to hear what Kim Bella has to say for herself. Her and Juju sit down.
For herself.
Right, because it's like, you talking all this mess, girl. Let's see what's going
let's
on.
Say.
So you didn't tell me you invited Kim. You should have gave me the heads up. I'm like, well, I already talked to Kim, and Kim told me it wasn't going to be any drama. She's like, oh, but Juju, she's been talking about my kids, and she's been talking about me to Mariah Lynn and to Nia Lee, and she said that I have infinity for clout. And she's like, I want to go home. I'm leaving. I'm like, what's going on? Like,
Yandy does not need to be so dramatic about her going home.
This girl.
Not that serious. And if she thinks that I was talking about her children, she needs to come and talk to me like a grown woman.
I didn't talk about the kids with an S. I've only spoken about...
Let me just say exactly.
That she was probably just doing it for herself
you
to look good.
You said probably just doing it to make
yeah,
you look
to
good.
Make herself look good. And I said, I hope that's not the reason.
No, you didn't.
No, you
okay.
didn't.
Okay. We're going to end it right there. The
no,
clip is about 2 minutes long.
No, you didn't.
You can
I'm
catch
done.
It on VH1.com. But you guys,
no,
she's
you
just like...
That was a good clip.
And she
right.
said dramatic...
Hello?
She said dramatic. I haven't seen anything but her be dramatic every freaking time she gets in a room with Yandy. And now that you on cloud nine, like I said, getting case of amnesia, like now you're just this holier than thou. I am peaceful. It's not that serious. Like, no, you were talking mad stuff at that winery. Like when I say had her neck crocked and cricked and just
since episode one she's been talking crap.
Like, I know, but maybe the wine, you know, the wine and her and Mariah Lynn, they was like egging each other on, but she was like, it sounded treacherous the last time.
Well, at some point they're making up because Yandy was in the wedding, so I don't know what's going on with that, but
do you guys think Yandy took it too far to think about like all her kids from what Kimbella said?
No.
No, I think Yandy has every right to be upset how she is right now.
And agreed.
Yandy needs to definitely confront her, and we're going to see that next episode. And
I know, I wish we could have fast-forwarded to the end where...
But this is the thing. Yandy's not a fighter. I don't care what anybody says. I just don't see her, like, going super hard. Like, I see her getting super angry right now, but...
But we never see her react based off, like, protecting her kids to her.
She doesn't have to fight with her. She can sit there and tell her how she feels, state your ground,
but
put your expectations down. No, this is a different situation. This is something else that has happened. You have two options. You can walk away from the situation saying, this is beneath me. I don't feel like having a conversation. It's not worth my time. Mm-hmm. But if it pierces you to the point where it's hurting you, you're getting so angry, have a conversation about it and walk away from it. It doesn't have to turn into blood.
But how ironic is it that this whole time Kimbella had washed her hands of it,
and
now she's like, if she thinks this, she needs to come talk to me. She has tried to talk to you so many times.
Thank you.
And now the tables are turned. The table's never been turned because you've been talking about her the whole time. But now that you're in a different space, right? Mm-hmm. It's Kimbella who's in a different space, in a different light. And now she's like, we can talk. You didn't want to talk before.
But Kimbella's just hurt. She's moving from hurt. She's just, like, going around talking about Yandy because she's hurt. Yandy isn't talking about her.
Every single time Yandy tries to get to the bottom of it, and it just, is it really just because you showed up to the baby birthday party?
That's what I was about
to say. And you felt like she didn't have your back because you came to have her back? Like, is it really just that, or what?
Maybe that is it. Maybe it is. Maybe that's what it is. If she says that's what it is, that's not the point.
But did Yandy not apologize if that's how she felt?
But maybe she doesn't feel heard or seen. It's neither here nor there. The whole point is just, like, both of you need to really get it together. And, like, the point when you're going around talking, like, especially when you know you're about to be friends again, going around dragging each other, that's just,
there's
like,
no dragging each other. Let's be very clear. Yandy does not speak about her. Like,
yeah,
it's
one-sided.
Right.
That's super disrespectful when you are friends with someone, you fall out, and then
I've
you start
never
spilling
done that.
Everything
I've had plenty
out.
Of ex best friends in the past from high school, whatever. I've never done that. They some have done that about me, but I've
never been
that type of person.
When they go
period.
Low.
That just sounds a little, I don't know.
When you go high.
I don't respect
high,
it.
Girl. We go high.
When they go high, I go high.
We go when they go
oh,
they go high.
My goodness. Well, I mean, I think her and Yandy should be friends. I don't know. Do you think they outgrown each other?
They're clearly
well,
friends.
I think they have outgrown each other.
No, I think they fell out again.
What?
Yeah, I think after the wedding, because she was just like, you know, just still talking about Yandy. Like,
I don't know.
She's still talking about
it. I think maybe, like, they just need to come to terms with, like, the nature of the relationship has changed. Like, we have new priorities. Maybe I'm not, like, your best friend the way I was in this year where we're talking 24/7 and hanging out five times a week. Like, things have changed.
I don't think they were ever best friends. I think that's the thing. She was always Juelz's manager, and it was kind of like Kimbella was her. No, I don't think they were friends. I think it was just because of the circumstances.
Well, it was via relationship.
Exactly.
That's Juelz. How they got close.
Kimbella was using Yandy to get information about where Juelz was. Is it girls in the studio? That's why they have this, like, back and forth, because Juelz was mad that Yandy would tell her, because Yandy always felt like, oh, I'm women's empowerment. Let me tell the girl what's going on. I want her out here looking stupid.
But still secure my spot as sis to Juelz.
But he was not having that. So it was like a back and forth, because now Kimbella thinks we're friends and you got to tell me where my man is at. That's why they fell out so many times. Now the whole point of her going to the baby shower is a whole nother situation, but I don't think they were really ever friends.
I feel like they definitely were, but I just feel like at the end of the day, like, the extent, like, sometimes people romanticize friendships, you know what I mean? Yandy might have seen that as, like, a friendship. She might have seen that as a business relationship, or vice versa. But the point is, somebody is hurt. You know what I mean? Because you're going around talking about something, and you're upset. You're hurt. There's something wrong.
So when are we going
to
be not talking about somebody?
You're going to keep talking.
Do you have to get popped in your face? Like, what are we going to do to stop talking?
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, sometimes you just pop, pop.
Well,
but no, I don't condone this.
It's obviously going to infringe on Yandy's relationship and partnership or whatever it is that she has with Jules as well.
Jules is leaving. That distance is already going to be infringed upon. Girl, next.
She needs a friend.
Moving forward, he ain't going to be there forever. He got character letters. Hello.
Right. And so he felt a certain kind of way because Yandy took 3 days to say congratulations. Like, you know there's something going on. You know she's not talking to Kimbella. And you complain when she does, if it's about you.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's about whatever drama they going through, it's like, whoa.
She really didn't care enough to congratulate you. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Or she might be one of the people who
thinks that he did it because he's going away. Those people? Which people? Because there's like
But she didn't say it out loud if she did think that.
No, congratulations. But yeah,
she was like, well, since I'm here in person, congratulations.
But yeah, he's like trying to tell them to squash it and things. And it's really interesting that like you said, V, like you're talking about, oh, well, that's my woman. I get that. But like when it's me, you should be able to be like, yo, the way you're carrying on is a little, at least be telling her what you're telling me. Let me just say that.
After a while, you just get tired.
He's just like, listen, I just pulled off a big one. Let me just mind my business, keep my mouth shut.
But you want Yandy to come visit you in jail. I don't know.
Okay, can we stop, guys?
I'm curious to know what... I can't wait to see what remended them for the pre-wedding.
Jewels.
And then I'm curious to hear what's going on right now. So we got to get into
that. Is that your prediction? Because we got to get into our prediction.
Prediction.
It's really hard for me. My bad.
Predictions.
Okay. I can talk now. It's really hard for me to think that they're just going to mend this in the next episode. Like, it's really, really hard for me to see that happening. But as far as Rich Dollars goes for the next coming episode, I'm feeling for a little Ash. Because now she's taking the world on her shoulders, thinking like she can't go to school. Mm-hmm. So
she can't concentrate. I agree. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, get yourself together.
I'm curious
first.
To see how Rich is gonna curve that. Because now he has to step in.
Can I please just comment on that? Like what she just said. No fault to Rich or anyone else. It's just really interesting to see how like. What you should have been doing in terms of, like, at the end of the day, yes, you take care of your daughter, and in extension, like, the mental health of her mom, you know? If this was a situation where everyone kind of knew about that she was going through, it's really interesting to see the language around self-defense. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really interesting in that end, and it's like, we should have been checking in. Now's not the time to come in and be doing damage control for what should have been happening. Mm. That's your family. That's your family at the end of the day.
Did we know that this was going on?
It sounded like he said, when he was like, and I would have been told you it's not going to work out or it's not going to end or something, remember?
And she was like, I'm worried about the things that my daughter has seen over the time. It's like, so she's been watching this happen. Nonetheless, I just really pray that, like, my heart goes out to that family. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that he is stepping up to do what he needs to do. But it's just, like, again, another cautionary tale. There's so many things that to learn from this season of, like, Love and Hip Hop. But my prediction is around, like, the Golden Child. And, of course, the next little Love and Hip Hop Golden Child that'll be coming up. I really love what's going on with, like, Sin and Joe Budden. And I really hope that they can, like, keep it going.
Yeah.
And I would really love to see them return back to, like, therapy next episode, at least, like,
get them all the way close.
You want to go to therapy when it's bad, but you also want to go when it's good. Like, it's good. It's kind of like when you pray.
Get more tools.
Pray through it all, honey. Well, my prediction is that, you know, Juju and Safari kind of beefing a little bit. So I think they're going to get together and be friends. Not, like, sexually.
They made her cry at the table.
They're going to be friends. They're going to make up. I think they're going to make up.
What is she? Did you yawn in the mic?
Want to hear that.
No,
you yawned in the
on
mic.
On that it was, note, guys,
it was like a
show's over. I'm your host,
thing.
Miss Conversation Piece. You can tweet me at MISS Combo Piece, or you can Instagram me at Miss Conversation PIECE, like a piece of cake. You can also check out my website, www.conversationpiecemag.com. I got some entertainment news on there for you.
Cake, like a piece of cake. I'm your girl, Robin with the V, and I'm signing out. You can find me at B Stays Busy. And that's B-I-Z-Z-Y all over the place.
Hi guys, you can find me at Thelmy with 3 Y's on Instagram, and that's the only place you can find me.
Or here.
Or you guys, here.
Leave a comment, subscribe, bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.